Hello, everyone. So, my fellow survivors and I, this is how we talked about the effects of our sexual trials and sexual tribulations in relation, no pun intended, to adult filmography. My fellow survivors and I, we would talk about the need for gynecological disorder survivor friendly porn. Gynecological disorder survivor friendly erotica. Reproductive disorder survivor friendly porn. Reproductive disorder survivor friendly erotica. Sexual disorders survivor friendly porn. Sexual disorder survivor friendly erotica. Infertility survivors friendly porn. Infertility survivors friendly erotica. Pelvic inflammatory disease survivor friendly porn. Pelvic inflammatory disease survivor friendly erotica. Pregnancy complication survivor friendly porn. Pregnancy complication survivor friendly erotica. Miscarriage survivor friendly porn. Miscarriage survivor friendly erotica. Sexual dysfunction survivor friendly porn. Sexual dysfunction survivor friendly erotica. Sexually transmitted infections / sexually transmitted diseases survivor friendly porn. Sexually transmitted infections / sexually transmitted diseases survivor friendly erotica. Mortality from injury survivor friendly porn. Mortality from injury survivor friendly erotica. Increased risk of suicide survivor friendly porn. Increased risk of suicide survivor friendly erotica. Depression survivor friendly erotica. Depression survivor friendly porn. Chronic pain survivor friendly porn. Chronic pain survivor friendly erotica. Psychosomatic disorders survivor friendly porn. Psychosomatic disorder survivor friendly erotica. Unsafe abortion survivor friendly porn. Unsafe abortion survivor friendly erotica. Unwanted pregnancy survivor friendly porn. Unwanted pregnancy survivor friendly erotica. Pregnancy from rape survivor friendly porn. Pregnancy from rape survivor friendly erotica. I remember my fellow survivors telling me there should be porn and erotica friendly for us who have survived cancer and precancerous diseases of the reproductive organs, including ovaries, fallopian tubes, uteruses, cervix, vagina, and vulva. I remember survivors telling me there should be porn and erotica friendly for us who have survived incontinence of urine. I remember survivors telling me that there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who've survived amenorrhea, absent menstrual periods. survivors telling me that there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived endometriosis. I remember that survivors tell me there should be porn and erotica that's friendly for those of us who have survived dysmenorrhea, painful menstrual periods. I remember survivors telling me there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived infertility. I remember survivors telling me there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived menorrhagia, heavy menstrual periods, a common indication for hysterectomy. I remember survivors telling me there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived hysterectomy. I remember survivors telling me that there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived prolapse of pelvic organs. I remember survivors telling me there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived infections of the vagina, vaginitis, cervix, and uterus, including fungal, bacterial, viral, and protozoal. I remember survivors telling me that there should be porn and erotica for those of us who have survived pelvic inflammatory disease. I remember survivors telling me there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived urinary tract infections. I remember survivors telling me there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived polycystic ovary syndrome. I remember survivors telling me there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived premenstrual dysphoric disorder. I remember survivors telling me there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived postmenopausal osteoporosis. And I remember survivors telling me that there should be porn and erotica friendly for those of us who have survived other vaginal diseases. I remember survivors telling me there should be reproductive tract infection RTI survivor-friendly porn. There should be reproductive tract infection RTI survivor-friendly erotica. They said there should be indigenous infection survivor friendly porn, indigenous infection survivor friendly erotica, iatrogenic infection survivor friendly porn, iatrogenic infection survivor friendly erotica. They said there should be congenital abnormalities survivor friendly porn, congenital abnormalities survivor friendly erotica. There should be Kallmann syndrome survivor friendly porn, Kallmann syndrome survivor friendly erotica. That there should be androgen insensitivity syndrome survivor porn, androgen insensitivity syndrome survivor erotica. They said there should be intersexuality friendly porn and intersexuality friendly erotica. Then they said there should be porn erotica friendly for those of us who survive cancer. They said benign prostatic hypertrophy survivor porn, benign prostatic hypertrophy survivor erotica. There should be, you know, breast cancer survivor friendly porn, breast cancer survivor friendly erotica, cervical cancer survivor friendly porn, cervical cancer survivor friendly erotica. That there should be ovarian cancer survivor friendly porn, ovarian cancer survivor friendly erotica. There should be penile cancer survivor friendly porn, penile cancer survivor friendly erotica. Prostate cancer survivor friendly porn, prostate cancer survivor friendly erotica. Uterine cancer survivor friendly porn, uterine cancer survivor friendly erotica. Testicular cancer survivor friendly porn, testicular cancer survivor friendly erotica. Vulvar cancer survivor friendly porn, vulvar cancer survivor friendly erotica. Impotent survivor friendly porn, impotent survivor friendly erotica. Hypogonadism survivor friendly porn, hypogonadism survivor friendly erotica. Ectopic pregnancy survivor friendly porn, ectopic pregnancy survivor friendly erotica. Female sexual arousal disorder survivor friendly porn, female sexual arousal disorder survivor friendly erotica. You know, female sexual arousal disorder survivor friendly porn. Premature ejaculation survivor friendly porn, premature ejaculation survivor friendly erotica. Dysmenorrhea survivor friendly porn, dysmenorrhea survivor friendly erotica. I remember the survivors telling me there should be sexual desire disorder survivor friendly porn, sexual desire disorder survivor friendly erotica. There should be sexual arousal disorder survivor friendly porn, sexual arousal disorder survivor friendly erotica. Then we said there should be orgasm disorder survivor friendly porn, orgasm disorder survivor friendly erotica. There should be sexual pain disorder survivor friendly porn, sexual pain disorder survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be post-orgasmic illness syndrome, POIS survivor friendly porn, post-orgasmic illness syndrome, POIS survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be erectile dysfunction survivor friendly porn, and erectile dysfunction survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be impotentia coi undi survivor friendly porn, impotentia coi undi survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be anorgasmia survivor friendly porn, anorgasmia survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be postcoital tristesse PCT survivor friendly porn, postcoital tristesse PCT survivor friendly erotica. There should be sexual headache survivor friendly porn, sexual headache survivor friendly erotica. DAT syndrome, DEHT syndrome. We said there should be DAT syndrome survivor friendly porn, DAT syndrome survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be dyspareunia, painful intercourse survivor friendly porn, dyspareunia, painful intercourse survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be vaginismus survivor friendly porn, vaginismus survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be vaginal dryness survivor friendly porn, vaginal dryness survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be vulvodynia or vulva vestibulitis survivor friendly porn and vulvodynia or vulvar vestibulitis survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be Peyronie's disease survivor friendly porn and Peyronie's disease survivor friendly erotica. We said there should be priapism survivor friendly porn and priapism survivor friendly erotica. I remember my survivors telling me that there should, well, my fellow survivors tell me there should be functional neurologic symptom disorder survivor friendly porn, functional neurologic symptom disorder survivor friendly erotica, body dysmorphic disorder survivor friendly porn, body dysmorphic survivor friendly erotica, adjustment disorder survivor friendly porn, adjustment disorder survivor friendly erotica, obsessive compulsive disorder survivor friendly porn, obsessive compulsive disorder survivor friendly erotica, illness hyperchondria survivor friendly porn, hyperchondria survivor friendly erotica. Sex therapy survivor, sex therapy friendly porn, sex therapy friendly erotica. Lack of sexual interest or arousal survivor friendly porn, lack of sexual interest or arousal survivor friendly erotica. Delayed ejaculation survivor friendly porn, delayed ejaculation survivor friendly erotica. Problems imposed by a typical sexual interest paraphilia survivor friendly porn. Problems imposed by a typical sexual interest paraphilia survivor friendly erotica. Gender dysphoria survivor friendly porn. Gender dysphoria survivor friendly erotica. Highly overactive libido / hypersexuality survivor friendly porn. Highly overactive libido / hypersexuality survivor friendly erotica. A lack of sexual confidence survivor friendly porn. A lack of sexual confidence survivor friendly erotica. Sexual issues related to aging, illness, disability, race survivor friendly porn. Sexual issues related to aging, illness, disability, race survivor friendly erotica. Recovering from sex crimes and rape culture survivor friendly porn. Recovering from sex crimes and rape culture survivor friendly erotica. Painful sex survivor friendly porn. Painful sex survivor friendly erotica. Overly low libido survivor friendly porn. Overly low libido survivor friendly erotica. Non-consummation survivor friendly porn. Non-consummation survivor friendly erotica. Sexual addiction survivor friendly porn. Sexual addiction survivor friendly erotica. Unwanted sexual fetishes survivor friendly porn. Unwanted sexual fetishes survivor friendly erotica. Sexual impulsivity slash sexual compulsivity survivor friendly porn. Sexual impulsivity slash sexual compulsivity survivor friendly erotica. Penile pain and vaginal pain survivor friendly porn. Penile pain and vaginal pain survivor friendly erotica. Menopause survivor friendly porn. Menopause survivor friendly erotica. Disambition survivor friendly porn. Disambition survivor friendly erotica. Menstruation survivor friendly porn. Menstruation survivor friendly erotica. Testicular cancer survivor friendly porn. Testicular cancer survivor friendly erotica. Breastfeeding friendly porn. Breastfeeding friendly erotica. Hormonal changes survivor friendly porn. Hormonal changes survivor friendly erotica. Then I remember my fellow survivors telling me there should be surrogate partner therapy survivor friendly porn. Surrogate partner therapy survivor friendly erotica. They said there should be porn erotica friendly for survivors of negative body image or physical disfigurement. There should be porn erotica friendly for those who have survived medical conditions, sexual, physical, emotional abuse and slash or trauma. And they said that there should be porn erotica friendly for us survivors of lack of social or sexual self-confidence, confusion about sexual orientation, unresolved relationship trauma, phobias and anxieties, intimacy issues. They said there should be porn erotica friendly for those of us who have sexual concerns that include lack of experience due to anxious avoidance, avoidance of physical and slash emotional intimacy, genital or pelvic pain, and orgasmic inhibition. They told me there should be porn erotica friendly for those of us who have survived ejaculatory inhibition, rapid ejaculation, PE, erection difficulties, ED. They said there should be porn erotica friendly for those who are survivors of low arousal or lack of sexual desire, shame or anxiety regarding sex, lack of relationship experience, fear and avoidance of sexual and emotional intimacy. They said to me, there should be porn erotica friendly for those of us who have survived limited or non-existent orgasm, vulva denia, and vaginitis, female clients, and sexual issues. Survivors tell me there should be gender and sexual diversity friendly porn, gender and sexual diversity friendly erotica. They tell me there should be neurodiversity, neurodistinct, and neurodivergence, autism rights friendly porn, neurodivergence, neurodistinct, and neurodiversity, autism rights friendly erotica. They said there should be disability rights friendly porn, disability rights friendly erotica. They also said disability friendly porn, disability friendly erotica. Then they said there should be sensory friendly sex surrogate porn and sensory friendly sex surrogate erotica. Some survivors have told me, they said, I've noticed that the sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as dread, distress, worry, fear, apprehension, uneasiness, suspense, anxiety, nervousness, mortification, hysteria, panic, terror, horror, fright, shock, alarm, pity, mono no aware, and a false sense of sympathy. They said to me, I know that the sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as rejection, loneliness, isolation, insult, insecurity, humiliation, homesickness, embarrassment, dejection, defeatism, alienation, and neglect. They told me that the sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as remorse, regret, guilt, shame, displeasure, dismay, disappointment, melancholy, misery, woe, sorrow, grief, unhappiness, glumness, gloom, despair, depression, and sadness. Some survivors told me that, I noticed that the sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as hurt, anguish, agony, suffering, torture, torment, jealousy, envy, loathing, contempt, revulsion, disgust, resentment, dislike, vengefulness, spite, scorn, hatred, bitterness, ferocity, hostility, wrath, fury, rage, and anger. Some survivors tell me that the sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as frustration, exasperation, crosspatch, grumpy, grouchy, annoyance, irritability, agitation. Aggravation, unpleasant astonishment, unpleasant amazement, and unpleasant surprises. And some survivors have told me, because mainstream porn tends to exclude us from their sexual ecosystem, that's why some survivors in particular told me that mainstream porn makes them personally feel unpleasant surprises, unpleasant amazement, unpleasant astonishment, aggravation, irritability, agitation, annoyance, grouchy, grumpy, cross patch, exasperation, frustration, anger, outrage, fury, wrath, rage, hostility, ferocity, bitterness, hatred, scorn, spite, vengefulness, dislike, resentment, disgust, revulsion, contempt, loathing, envy, jealousy, torture, torment, suffering, agony, anguish, hurt, depression, despair, gloom, glumness, sadness, unhappiness, grief, sorrow, woe, misery, melancholy, disappointment, dismay, displeasure, shame, guilt, regret, remorse. Alienation, defeatism, dejection, embarrassment, neglect, homesickness, humiliation, insecurity, insult, isolation, loneliness, rejection, false sense of sympathy, pity, mono, no aware, alarm, shock, fear, fright, horror, terror, panic, hysteria, mortification, anxiety, suspense, uneasiness, nervousness, apprehension, worry, distress, and dread. Some survivors have personally told me that because of the misdepictions of sex in mainstream porn, they said that mainstream porn stimulates their rape trauma syndrome. They said that mainstream porn misportrays sex as diminished alertness, numbness, dulled sensory affective and memory functions, disorganized thought content, vomiting, nausea, paralyzing anxiety, pronounced internal tremor, obsession to wash or clean themselves, hysteria, confusion and crying, bewilderment, acute sensitivity to the reaction of other people, minimization, pretending everything is fine, dramatization, cannot stop talking about the assault, suppression, refuses to discuss the rape, explanation, analyzes what happened, flight, moves to a new home or city, alters appearance. They said that the sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as poor health in general, continuing anxiety, sense of helplessness, carelessness of themselves or others around them. They cannot protect themselves against the attacks, so they lose self-care, hypervigilance, inability to maintain previously close relationships, experiencing a general response of nervousness known as the startle response, persistent fear and or depression at much higher rates than the general population, mood swings from relatively happy to depression or anger, extreme anger and hostility. They are very hateful towards the ones that are closest to them. Sleep disturbances such as vivid dreams or recurring nightmares, insomnia, wakefulness, night terrors, flashbacks, dissociations, feeling like one is not attached to one's body, floating. Panic attacks, reliance on coping mechanisms, some of which may be beneficial, philosophy and family support, and others that may ultimately be counterproductive, self-harm, drug and alcohol abuse. They said that the sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as their sense of personal security or safety is damaged. They feel hesitant to enter new relationships, questioning their sexual identity or sexual orientation, more typical of men raped by other men or women raped by other women. Sex relationships becoming disturbed, and many survivors having reported they were unable to reestablish normal sex relations and often shied away from sexual contact for some time after the rape. Some report inhibited sexual response and flashbacks of the rape during intercourse. And conversely, some rape survivors become hypersexual, promiscuous following sexual attacks, sometimes as a way to reassert a measure of control over their sexual relations. Um, Some survivors have told me that sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as a fear of being in crowds, a fear of being left alone anywhere, a fear of men or women, androphobia, gynophobia, fear of going out at all, agoraphobia, fear of being touched, hapnophobia. Specific fears related to certain characteristics of the assailant, example, sideburns, straight hair, the smell of alcohol or cigarettes, type of clothing or car. Some survivors develop very suspicious paranoid feelings about strangers. Some feel a pervasive fear of most or all other people. And, some survivors have told me that the sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as may return to emotional turmoil. The return of emotional pain can extremely frighten people. Fears and phobias may develop that may be related specifically to the assailant or the circumstances of the attack, or they may be much more generalized. Appetite disturbances such as nausea and vomiting. Rape survivors are also prone to developing anorexia nervosa and or bulimia, nightmares, night terrors feel like they plague the victim, violent fantasies of revenge may also arise. Some survivors have told me that sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as survivors attempt to return to their lives as if nothing happened, may block thoughts of the assault from their minds and may not want to talk about the incident or any of the related issues. They don't want to think about it. Survivors may have difficulty in concentrating, some depression, dissociation, and trying to get back to their lives before the assault. The underground stage may, lasting for years. The survivor may seem as if they're over it, which when in fact the emotional issues are not resolved. Some survivors have told me that the sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as physiological reactions such as tension, headaches, fatigue, general feelings of soreness, localized pain in the chest, throat, arms, or leg. Survivors of oral rape may have a variety of mouth and throat complaints, while survivors of vaginal and anal rape have physical reactions related to these areas. Some survivors have told me that the sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as the nature of the act, the relationship with the offender, the type and amount of force used, and the circumstances of the assault all influence the impact of an assault on the survivor. When the assault is committed by a stranger, fear seems to be the most difficult emotion to manage for many people. Feelings of vulnerability arise. More commonly, assaults are committed by someone the survivor knows and trusts. Maybe heightened feelings of self-blame and guilt. Some survivors tell me that sex is in mainstream porn is misportrayed as acute somatoform disorders, physical symptoms with no identifiable cause. And some survivors have told me that sex in mainstream porn is misportrayed as seeing the world as a more threatening place to live and stay a place. Unnecessary restrictions on their lives, interrupting the normal activity, discontinuing previously active involvements in group activities with people, and placing unnecessary restrictions on the freedom of people. Some survivors have told me that sex, when it comes to all sex scenes and all in movies and all sex scenes in television, all adult films and all erotic films and all adult television shows and all erotic television shows should properly portray sex as pleasant astonishment, pleasant amazement, pleasant surprises, pleasant relief, pleasant rapture, pleasant enthrallment, pleasant hope, pleasant eagerness, pleasant optimism, pleasant triumph, pleasant pride, pleasant pleasure, pleasant contentment, pleasant exhilaration, pleasant thrill, pleasant excitement, pleasant zeal, pleasant enthusiasm, pleasant zest, pleasant euphoria, pleasant ecstasy, pleasant satisfaction, pleasant elation, pleasant jubilation, pleasant happiness, pleasant gladness, pleasant enjoyment, pleasant cheerfulness, pleasant delight, pleasant joy, pleasant joviality, pleasant jolliness, pleasant glee, pleasant gaiety, pleasant bliss, pleasant amusement, pleasant longing, pleasant infatuation, pleasant passion, pleasant desire, pleasant lust, pleasant sexual desires, pleasant sexual needs, pleasant needs, pleasant sentimentality, pleasant compassion, pleasant tenderness, pleasant caring, pleasant attraction, pleasant liking, pleasant fondness, pleasant adoration, pleasant affection, and pleasant love. And they told me that sex should be properly portrayed as helping us rape survivors integrate the sexual assault into our lives so that the rape is no longer the central focus of our lives, and that the negative feelings such as guilt and shame become resolved, and we survivors no longer blame ourselves for the attack. A lot of the survivors told me that they hate the nonverbal sexual narcissism in mainstream porn. They hate the nonverbal sexual psychopathy in mainstream porn. They hate the nonverbal sexual sociopathy in mainstream porn. They hate the nonverbal sexual psychopathy in mainstream porn. Then they told me that they hate the verbal sexual narcissism in mainstream porn. They hate the verbal sexual psychopathy mainstream porn. They hate the verbal sexual sociopathy mainstream porn. They hate the verbal sexual psychopathy in mainstream porn. And then they said things that just really blew my mind, extraordinarily speaking. They said that mainstream porn has turned sex into a mental breakdown. They said mainstream porn has turned sex into mental disabilities. Mainstream porn has turned sex into a mental disease. Mainstream porn has turned sex into mental health conditions. Mainstream porn has turned sex into mental illnesses. Mainstream porn has turned sex into a nervous breakdown. Mainstream porn has turned sex into psychiatric disabilities. Mainstream porn has turned sex into a psychiatric disorder. Mainstream porn has turned sex into psychological disabilities. Mainstream porn has turned sex into psychological disorders. They said this is what survivors say. They mean mainstream porn. They said they've turned sex into agitation. They've turned sex into anxiety. They've turned sex into depression. They've turned sex into mania. They've turned sex into paranoia. They've turned sex into psychosis. They've turned sex into a cognitive impairment. They've turned sex into social problems. They've turned sex into suicide. They've turned sex into anxiety disorders. Turned sex into an eating disorder. Turned sex into mood disorders. Turned sex into eating disorders. Turned sex into mood disorders. Turned sex into personality disorders. Turn sex to psychotic disorders, turn sex to substance use disorder, turn sex to alcohol use disorder. they, you know, they're making it clear that the survivors told me that the sex in mainstream porn features sexually narcissistic questions. Sexually narcissistic compliments, sexually narcissistic comments, sexually narcissistic suggestions, and sexual narcissistic recommendations. They said that the sex in mainstream porn features sexually sociopathic questions, sexually sociopathic compliments, sexually sociopathic comments, sexually sociopathic recommendations, sexually sociopathic suggestions. They said a lot of the sex in mainstream porn features sexually psychopathic questions, sexually psychopathic compliments, sexually sociopathic comments, sexually psychopathic suggestions, sexually sociopathic recommendations. Then they said it's filled with sexually, the sex in which porn is filled with sexually psychopathic questions, sexually psychopathic compliments, sexually psychopathic comments, sexually psychopathic recommendations, sexually psychopathic suggestions. They said when it comes to on camera sex, the way that the performers command and demand each other in terms of telling each other what to do screams sexual narcissism, leadership, sexual sicko pathic leadership, sexually psychopathic leadership, and sexually sociopathic leadership. They said the mainstream porn has turned sex into its own sex cult, because they said mainstream porn, you have professional on-camera sex cult leaders, professional on-camera sex cult followers, and professional on-camera sex cult of personality. That's what they said. They said, they said that the abusive complying with sexual orders and doing is when it's sexually told, the way mainstream porn goes about it, they said it's foolishly happening, stupidly happening, irrationally happening, idiotically happening, insanely happening, imprudently happening, ineptly happening, mistakenly happening, illogically happening, unwisely happening, ill-advisedly happening, crazily happening, thoughtlessly happening, carelessly happening, senselessly happening, irresponsibly happening, unaccountably happening, absurdly happening, preposterously happening, ridiculously happening, happening with bad judgment, happening without good sense. I remember them saying that that the sex in mainstream porn is harmful to sex repulse, sex indifferent, sex neutral, sex negative, and sex adverse people, because they said the sex in mainstream porn means that humans are worthy of being sexually fooled, sexually tricked, sexually duped, sexually deluded, and sexually deceived. This is what survivors have said. They said that they told me that my last statement of how a lot of the survivors talked about mainstream porn, they told me that because mainstream porn shuns their needs, erotically speaking, sexually speaking, sensually speaking, that mainstream porn tended to make them feel that they were facing re-objectification, re-dehumanization, re-sexual objectification, re-commodification, re-self-objectification, re-reification, re-instrumentality, re-denial of autonomy, re-inertness, re-fungibility, re-viability, re-slave ownership, re-denial of subjectivity, re-reduction to body, re-reduction to appearance, and re-silencing. They felt like we're enduring the objectification, dehumanization, sexual objectification, commodification, self-objectification, reification of our hearts, minds, bodies, souls, memories, touch, taste, smell, sight, and hearing. They said, wow, we are enduring the instrumentality, denial of autonomy, inertness, fungibility, viability, slave ownership, denial of subjectivity, reduction to body, reduction to appearance, and silencing of our hearts, minds, bodies, souls, memories, touch, taste, sight, smell, and hearing. And they said, Antonio, all the types of porn and erotica that we need to be friendly for all of us survivors, meaning all the types of porn erotica I outlined specifically in this episode. They said, Antonio, we need you to star in all of them, be the pornographer in all of them, be the director in all of them, be the filmmaker in all of them, be the marketer in all of them, be the distributor in all of them, and even be the screenwriter in all of them. And they said, Antonio, I would love for you
to
They even told me, they said, Antonio, we would love for all these types of porn erotic that is friendly for all of us survivors to be a part of your erotica / porn entity that we would all love to be staff members of. And they said that, you know, Antonio, I wouldn't mind if all the porn erotica's friendly for all of us survivors were appearing on mainstream porn websites. And they said, Antonio, I wouldn't mind if mainstream porn decided to team up with you so you could do all the porn erotica's friendly for all of us survivors with all the mainstream porn companies. Like, you shoot for them, but they also shoot for you, and they have to put out porn erotica is friendly for us survivors when it comes to your erotica / porn entity, as well for you and you when it comes to their mainstream porn companies. So I was stunned by that, and I remember telling survivors the time I would do it, and now I say, you know, I say that I can definitely appreciate where they're coming from, because they have sexually good intentions. And now, you know, how I feel about porn is that, in regards to myself, like, personally, would I personally be involved? I just feel like, well, honestly, and this is tough for me to say, but I'll get to the point. At first, I need to see them making the necessary improvements needed and attempting to reach out to people like me. That way I can seriously consider doing any kind, you know, doing any business with them in terms of behind the scenes and on camera. So I basically have to also see that they're trying their best to understand, and that they want people like me for all the right reasons, and they feel the need to have people like me for all the right reasons. Then I may consider what my options are from there. That's how the survivors would talk to me about porn and erotica.